It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The new film, Working Man, follows a group of laid-off factory workers as they lose their jobs and try to fight for the reopening of their factory, the last factory in the small Midwestern city they live in. Here's a moment from the film when one of those laid-off workers talks about what his job meant to him.
You know something? When I was a boy, there was seven big plants in this town. The New Liberty, she was the last one. That factory opened, there was damn near 500 employees. Then the layoffs came. And it dropped down to 100 workers, 50. Companies and the politicians, you know, they say they're gonna take care of us. Thing is, a person needs a job to survive, but you need work to feel like you're worth something.
That's just a moment from Working Man. It was written and produced by and directed by Iowan Bob Jury, his first feature film. It was supposed to start showing in theaters on March 27th, but of course, theaters are closed. And instead, it will be available on demand on May 5th on a variety of streaming services. Bob Jury lives in Iowa City and is on the line with me now. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Charity. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and congratulations on the film. I'm sorry that that theatrical release didn't happen, but that's, I suppose, one of the least of our worries right now during this time of COVID-19. Bob, tell me a little bit about your inspiration for this film.
Well, the original idea came to me about over a decade ago. It was about the time of our financial crisis around 2008-2009, and I'd read an article in a paper my father had brought to me, and the article was about a local factory in Fort Madison, Iowa, the old Schaefer Pen factory that actually my mother had worked in when she was a teenager, and there was some speculation that maybe the factory would reopen. And I joked with my dad at the time. I said, wouldn't it be funny if these investors or the folks looking to restart the business opened the doors and found a factory worker still doing his job? They never really got the memo, you know, years later, right? He was there by himself. And from there, it developed into this idea of an older factory worker who continues to go back to his factory and work, even though the plant is closed down. And it just evolved over the past decade. And here we are now with a finished film that's available for the world next week.
As you were developing that character, his name in the film is Allery, that factory worker that has a really hard time letting go of his job and just continues to go to work in spite of the fact that he no longer works at that factory and there's nothing really to do there. How did that develop? Because it would be clearly the spark of the idea, a factory worker who just didn't get the memo, is an idea, but you had to make a real man that we could identify with that would be moved to do something really so irrational and strange. How did he develop over time?
You know, I think I've always been drawn to stories, films about sort of these outliers. I loved another Iowa film, Field of Dreams, right? It's a story of somebody who's caught up in a behavior that doesn't really make any sense to anybody but that individual. And I also felt like that world of the industrial Midwest in particular, and the people who work these blue-collar jobs, many of whom are, you know, family members of mine, friends of mine that I grew up with here in Iowa, I didn't feel like they were being kind of authentically represented. And it just seemed to me like this was a story I'd written for some of the movie studios out west when I lived in California. this was a more personal story and something that I felt like was never going to be a studio movie, a big movie, but something that maybe I could make myself one day or have a chance to direct. So just, I guess it connected with me on a very personal level. And that story, it's hard to explain why certain things latch on to you. I think anybody who writes it experiences something similar, where you're just an idea, a story just latches on, and you feel like you're compelled to tell it.
There are several really important elements to this plot. And as you mentioned, that there's a factory, the workers are laid off, the main character, Allery, continues to go to work, and he starts a movement among the other workers at the factory as they see him continuing to go in and do some kind of work every day. They want to join him, and it becomes a movement to try to get the factory reopened. But it's also an exploration of the meaning of work. And I just played a clip from the film, which maybe that's the thesis of the film in many ways, those words that we heard about the meaning of work. What do you want people to learn about that?
Well, I think the meaning now has perhaps more relevance than it did even when I wrote it or when we made the movie. We could have never projected that we'd be in the age of coronavirus and where so many people now have lost their jobs and are facing unemployment themselves. I think how people will relate to the film now is perhaps far more personal than I intended. I think just from the perspective of how work and its importance in our lives relates to the average person, I think so many of us, like the main character in this movie, we can sometimes use work as an escape. We certainly need it for our livelihoods, and I'm not diminishing the importance of what it means for all of us to get back to work. But I also hope that maybe this story will create a dialogue about why and what other things are we learning about ourselves in this time that we're away from work, when we don't have it, and what do we use work to avoid in some cases.
There is some research that was done several years ago by an anthropologist, David Graeber, who wrote an article about meaningless jobs. He used a term that I will not use on the radio to describe these jobs where you get paid to do something, but your job has no meaning whatsoever. And he explored what it does to people to have those jobs. And it's so demoralizing, and it can lead to all kinds of real serious problems, mental illness problems, mental health problems. And I wonder, were you thinking a little bit about that in making this film? Because, of course, you know, working in a blue-collar job, you're not necessarily hired for that job because of your skill or something special that you bring to it. But if you feel that what you're doing is of value, that can still be a really powerful part of your identity and can lead to more fulfillment in your life.
Yeah, I think it's I had a cousin after a screening here of Working Man. We did a fundraising screen at our nonprofit cinema film scene here in Iowa City, and a cousin of mine who's a factory worker came up to me afterwards and said, you know, I think you really tapped into something that, at least in his experience as a factory worker, he could identify with, was that feeling of going through the motions, feeling robotic at certain times, but also the great amount of pride those people had and have with the work that they do. It's a bit of a double-edged sword, isn't it? And it's as you know from the film, there's a pretty large mental health aspect that's addressed, not just how it affects mental health affects families when, you know, you loss is a big theme of the movie, a loss of a factory to a community, a loss of a job to an individual, a loss of a family member to a family and to a father. But it's in how that mental health is affected, but also how we deal and address work mentally now, you know, in our lives and how we adapt, right? I think it's timely on a lot of levels, I would like to believe.
You are also exploring what I see as, and maybe what I hope, is an old-fashioned idea of what it means to be a man. We see Allery in a really traditional marriage. His wife, Iola, is a homemaker, and Allery is supporting the family, and he uses that as his purpose, as his mission, but it's also his escape. He has so many feelings. There's been so much pain in their lives that he cannot face up to and can't communicate with her about, that it has really isolated the two of them in their own home. What do you want viewers to take away from looking at that relationship?
You know, I think it's a relationship that a lot of folks can identify with, if not in their own lives, certainly of a certain generation, where you have the a dutiful husband going off to work who's otherwise kind of emotionally closed off. I felt like I grew up with a lot of folks that were like that. You know, I think my dad in a lot of ways was, you know, a person that just did his job and took care of his family. And you have to kind of power through a lot of emotional issues that you you might not want to address otherwise. And work provides, as I said, this opportunity for escape oftentimes. And you see that you see it in particular with a certain generation, perhaps, that was just raised in that capacity. And I feel like that character, those characters, that relationship is going to feel very, very familiar to a lot of folks, not just in the Midwest, but families around the country.
Now, you mentioned that this film has perhaps become more relevant because we are seeing record levels of unemployment. So many people are experiencing this kind of loss, but also the kind of alienation that you feel when you're isolated from the people that you shared work with, shared values with, shared community with. So many of us have these powerful work communities that are so part of our identity. How has the meaning of the film changed for you, given what we're going through right now?
Yeah, it's interesting because I hadn't really anticipated that so many of us would be going through the same thing at once, right? This is such a universal experience now, the job loss, and we're having to self-examine at home. As far as it relates to my own experience, I'm having to deal with unemployment myself when I, you know, was otherwise planning to have the movie released. And I think the movie and the story just gives another opportunity for people to just step back and reexamine what work means to us, right? What do those personal relationships really mean? And as you say, from a social aspect, how important it is to have those people outside of our family and our personal life that gives meaning.
This is not how you wanted to release this film. This is a big moment in your career. You've been working in movies for a long time, but this is your project. You wrote it. You directed it. This is your first time as a director. What are you hoping now that things have been changed so dramatically? What are you hoping that viewers will get out of connecting with this film, and how are you hoping they'll connect with it?
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, if you're talking about just the movie from a purely business aspect, we were really going to be competing with the big boys, the studio films, theatrically in a way that was, quite frankly, going to be pretty commercially tough. We just wouldn't have the commercial budget as a small film to advertise or be in the number of theaters that larger studio films are. But now the playing field has been leveled a bit because theaters are closed. People have had to, you know, be in their homes and entertaining themselves via television and films that are on demand. So now when people are sort of considering what to see or use, you know, how they're going to use their time with regards to entertainment, we feel like we have a story that's sort of meeting the moment right now. We're in a way, it's almost like a funnel. I see it. You know, when we started this entire process at the beginning, you have this very loose idea, and it slowly starts to distill down to that point where its moment is the current, right? And we feel like my partners and I and the actors feel like this is a movie that's finally reaching the place that it was supposed to be, maybe from the beginning. And it's an odd set of circumstances that it brought us here, but I think maybe it's where it was intended to be all along.
Well, Bob Jury, I hope that many people find your film. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Charity. Really appreciate it.
The film is Working Man. It follows a group of laid-off factory workers as they lose their jobs and try to fight for the reopening of their factory in a small Midwestern city, possibly in Iowa. And it will be available on demand starting May 5th on a variety of streaming services. This is Talk of Iowa.